Hello and welcome to URN Touchdown. We're back again, and I mean, it's been a pretty decent week for NFL again for us.
Wonderful week. Well, we're going to preface this with what it is. It's Derby Week in Touchdown. The Jets play the Miami Dolphins. How do the Jets go into this game, Jake? Well, your post-match minute will tell us.
Well, this is a remarkable change from what we saw last week with the New York Jets. A remarkable comeback in the game. Again, you know, finishing, looking like they could lose, and coming back. So, you know, the Jets haven't had the strongest season around by any means. But I have to say, credit where credit's due, after the game, they are actually looking like they could genuinely be in for a fairly competitive season. I'm not, you know, they're not going to be in the Super Bowl or anything. Certainly that would be a massive surprise to everybody, myself included. But my goodness, they're really genuinely giving it a good go this season, and I'm really enjoying it. I don't know how many other people are, because, you know, not many people are silly enough to be Jets fans, but I'm really genuinely enjoying the start to the season.
And that was my post-match minute. So we had a surprisingly successful week, again coming back with a relatively last-minute win, not quite as last-minute as I think it was 2 weeks previous now.
Against the Browns.
Indeed, which was
unreal.
A gorgeous, gorgeous game. But still, a brilliant result for the Jets, who are actually cautiously, as I said in my minute, looking like they could have a decent season here.
Yeah, it's 2-2, aren't you?
Yes, 2-2, which isn't bad, especially for the Jets, who have previously not been good.
Fun fact, this is the most amount of 2-2 teams there's ever been in NFL history.
That does not surprise me. It's a ridiculous number.
Yeah, so many. And the Jets being in there, as well as the Baltimore Ravens, suggests maybe the scheduling gods have maybe just put a bit of spice into it. Just a little bit. But they're beating the Steelers. That's huge. And Steelers having to bring on, dropping Mitch Trubisky in favour of Kenny Pickett suggests a new era in the Steelers country has really begun. But they moved down to 1-3. We talked about the Bengals mauling of the Dolphins with Tua going out badly with a concussion, which has raised a few questions in the NFL about concussion.
Which it should, to be honest. Yeah. The NFL, so as anyone who knows me will know, I'm not sure if all our listeners will though, I'm a rugby boy at heart and I play regularly, and concussions recently in rugby have become quite a big deal. Mm. There's been a lot of laws introduced over the last 5 years to help mitigate the number of concussions or the power of a concussion if you have one. And the NFL, there's a lot of problems with it because people with helmets, instead of treating it like, the helmet's for safety, I'm going to play how I normally would, but with added protection, will play harder and use their heads more, especially in the NFL.
Yeah.
So they actually can get more serious concussions because they don't think about the immediate physical impact because they know that's not going to affect them so much because they've got a helmet, whereas the concussion is then tend to be more serious.
And also think of all the micro concussions you have whilst just bumping heads in a scrimmage. There's all those micro concussions. Think about all the times you have that whiplash effect of diving, hitting your head. Your head doesn't become vulnerable in a helmet mentally. It loses that flight or fight protection.
Yeah.
It just becomes like any other part of your body. And that is where it's becoming a little bit dangerous. And the NFL,
it became dangerous many years ago, unfortunately. Now I think the problem isn't that they've been just introduced, because obviously it's been a long time they've had them. I think we're now just really starting to see the after effects of the true long-term effects of playing American football with a helmet.
Yeah, definitely. It's not something you really want to hear on Sunday morning just before you're going to enjoy your NFL, but you've got to talk about it. And to be honest, it's a shame that happens. And it's one of the weird things. It's like, I'm sure boxing fans have this, or UFC fans, the amount of pain these athletes go through for something we truly love, and it really breaks up your day, and it makes, no matter the struggles you're going through, maybe at work, maybe at university, maybe at school, you have this thing to look after you. And if it is slightly tainted, it can really affect you as a viewer. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't stop watching it. There just needs to be ways of sorting it out. And
it needs mitigation.
Yeah, the NFL are really, really looking into this, in fairness. It's just very hard for them to quickly find a cure.
If
there's no real easy way of doing it, but it looks like,
I think they probably should take a similar route to rugby in that there should be rule changes to help mitigate the number of concussions. So change the way that tackles have to be made, change the way that head impacts are treated on pitch and off pitch.
Yeah, it's a fascinating matter. And I think we're in a little bit of short space time this week. It's Friday as we're recording this. It'll take me time to edit and all that. So I do apologise for the slow release. But let's talk about the Jets versus the Dolphins. Now, the Dolphins will be going into Sunday's fixture without Tua. They're going to have two-glove Teddy Bridgewater. His first start in a while for the Finns. I think it might be his first start in over a year. It's a little bit worrying considering that we're going in with a new quarterback. And personally, I'm a little bit worried. The Jets, the only time I've ever seen the Jets, Jake, they thumped the Dolphins in London. How are you feeling about this game?
I'm feeling cautiously, mildly optimistic.
Yeah.
Honestly, for both teams, though, because...
You're expecting a tie.
not expecting a tie. I think there will be a win, but I think both teams have an opportunity to shine here.
Yeah.
Because neither of them are competing for the Super Bowl.
Whoa, speak for yourself.
Sorry, Dom. I don't think, but you know, things may change, obviously, that either team will be competing for a Super Bowl place. But I do think that also both these teams have an opportunity this season to actually make quite an impact on the overall result, on the tables at the end.
I think the Jets could influence the wild card situation in the fact that they might take wins off a 8-8, what would have been an 8-8 team, and it's now 9-8 because we have to have an extra fixture for international games. Don't worry, we're coming on to that. But I just think you could take wins off big teams. Yeah. I think you could really alter who plays at home in the playoffs. You are a traditional wild card, as we talk about in British football. No one knows what you're going to play up or play down. And it's a really exciting franchise, I can imagine. It's a bit cardiac in the fact you never know which team you're going to get. But yes, must be exciting, surely.
Because I'm not such an avid supporter, it's not so much, oh my goodness, my heart every time. Yeah, more, oh, I'm excited for this, which is good.
Yeah.
Whereas, yeah, supporting Man United is cardiac in all the wrong ways. But supporting the Jets is cardiac in all the good ways. So that kind of, that mediates my support.
And I think a joy we find from, you know, I'd say both of our first football passion, or our passions in clubs are, for me, it's Forest. For you, it's United. And I think we probably get a bit more emotionally involved negatively. I think we both feel the losses more. But when your team wins in the NFL, it boosts you, doesn't it? Especially on that Sunday evening, you go, oh, we just won. And then you're lifted for that Monday, which, trust me, when you've got a 9 a.m, it's a bit of a boost.
You know what's really rough?
What?
My show. Yes. Sunday evenings. So NFL I really struggle with on Sundays now, which is a real pain.
You've got a stream on... I've got a stream, little stream going.
No, Dom, my show's quite hands on. I've got to be quite into it because it's two full hours as well.
Well, so thank goodness for NFL Network and YouTube.
NFL Network is a beautiful thing. And I've got 9 a.m. on a Monday. It's very rough.
That is tough.
So Sunday NFL is a tough one for me. It's a sore spot at the moment.
Well, let's go back to week 4. Not a lot of classic games. The Jaguars took a really big lead against the Eagles, who then demolished them 29-21. The Colts lost to the Titans, once again proving the fact that you can't trust the Colts. The Chargers beat the Texans. The Cowboys looked solid over a win over the Commanders. The Ravens fell to 2-2 as the Buffalo Bills showed their strength as the Baltimore Ravens once again blew a lead at home. What do you think the Ravens could get up to this year? You never know. They got to recover and start holding their leads. Raiders-Broncos was a mildly interesting game. The Broncos got in a good position and then it just all really fell apart. And then the Packers beat the Patriots. Aaron Rodgers led his team to an overtime victory with a field goal within the dying seconds of overtime.
Honestly, I remember when the Patriots, when I first started getting into NFL, when they were the dominant team.
Shows how far they've fallen, doesn't it?
Honestly, they've truly tumbled.
Like, 1-3, bottom of the AFC East.
Like, genuinely, I joke about United being so bad. We're still a top 6, top 7 team. Like, you know, our lowest position in the league is still 7th. We're still comfortably in the top half of the league.
Not missing out in Europe.
The Patriots have genuinely fallen to a really low standard relative to everyone they're competing against. It's quite sad to see because I didn't enjoy the Patriots at all. I don't like the Patriots. In fact, I'd go a little further than don't like.
Patriots.
But seeing a team like that who did do so well, it is quite sad to see how bad they are now. They have really, truly tumbled.
The Buccaneers then got absolutely put in their place by the Kansas City Chiefs, who dominated the game, bar some late garbage points for the Bucks. The dominating Chiefs just looked proper, in my opinion. Now, you said the Dolphins maybe not Super Bowl quality, and I think this game proves it, don't you think?
I would say so. I mean, you look at a team like the Chiefs, I mean, they've got to be going to the Super Bowl this season, or at the very least, they've got to be getting close. They just look so good. Like, Mahomes, oh, he's a brilliant player.
Yeah, he's a joy to watch.
There is so much good about him, and we've got up here 249 passing yards and 3 touchdowns. You can't complain at that. That's a very, very respectable set of stats, as well as a few different players. So if we look at 87, Travis, how are we pronouncing this?
Kelsey. Yeah.
Perfect. Received 9 and 92 yards. Yeah. I mean, an average of 10.2 and a touchdown. Ten yards per receive is brilliant. That's astounding for the NFL to be getting
truly.
Over 10 yards every time. That's a guaranteed first down as an average every single time he picks up.
As your tight end, you're almost like the easy out ball. So you are the person your quarterback should look to as a comfort blanket. It's the way I've always thought of it. And to be that reliable, 9 receptions, 92 yards, 10.2 is your average, as you said, with a lovely touchdown too. You become so reliable that teams have to focus on you, which creates space elsewhere.
If you can rely on your tight end to be that strong a runner, your wide receivers and your running backs then have such an easy time of it, because every team will have to take so much thought over whatever happens. We've got to keep an eye on him because he can guarantee them first down.
Trust, yeah.
So they're in such a strong position now.
Definitely. You look at what Clyde Edwards-Helaire did. Isaiah Pacheco, I've absolutely butchered that, I am aware. But
Isaiah Pacheco,
thank you. Over 150 yards between them. And it just created space. And to be honest, I just don't think the Bucks look fit. I just don't think they look right. I just think the whole Tom Brady, Giselle drama going on. Tom Brady's got other stuff in his life, and that's pretty difficult.
It's not helping him.
No. And I don't think the Bucks are. I think they've peaked in out of their Super Bowl window. Speaking of going out of your Super Bowl window, the Rams lost by 15 points to the San Francisco 49ers, who are looking a little bit spicy. That's my thought.
That's your thought of the week.
Yeah,
that's spice.
Spicy. Yeah, Jimmy Garoppolo.
49ers on 2-for-2, LA Rams 2-for-2. But, you know, it's been a rough week for the Rams. They've gone from 2-1 to 2-2 and losing 24-9. That's not a good result for them at all.
No. I've been a big proponent of Jimmy Garoppolo's fan base. And I just think 239 yards against the Rams defense with one touchdown, relying on maybe rushing touchdowns too. It's okay. He will get you there. Matthew Stafford got the Rams to the Super Bowl and won their second ever Super Bowl. Give Garoppolo a chance. He is not amazing. He'll do his job, and that's all you want. And I think the Niners are looking.
He's very much, you know, he's no Ronaldo, he's no Messi, but another football equivalent. He's kind of like your Harry Maguire when he was good. He will do the job. Yeah. He does the motor work. He will put in graft. Again, this is Harry Maguire when he was good. He is no standout, but he will turn up week in, week out. He puts a shift in. And to be fair, it's a fairly respectable performance. 239 yards, 1 touchdown. He's got them a win.
Yeah.
And you can't complain at that at the end of the day.
It's been a really weird week for results. It doesn't feel like there's been much drama, but me and my family, we have a special spreadsheet, which we do. We go every game, we put a team in who we think is going to win. My mum has never won a round.
Ever.
We've been doing this for 5 years. She won last week for the first time ever. So big shout out to my mum, who's off to India for some work. Erin also came joint first with myself. So yeah, it's been an absolute bizarre week. But all I'd say is mine were proper predictions, those two.
Dom knows what he's talking about. Those two are just pure frauds.
Sorry, Anne. Sorry, Erin. The Broncos Colts on Thursday night, an absolute sleeper fest, no touchdowns between the two sides. We'll move on from that just meh game. If there was ever a noise for those two franchises right now,
I'd say Met is a brilliant way to sum them up. They are just looking butt average.
And completing the 32, the Green Bay Packers make their first international game debut. They're playing the New York Giants in London.
London.
How excited are you to see the Packers on home turf?
Oh, lovely. I'm really excited to see Packers Giants. It should be a good game.
Yeah, and it's going to be available on ITV. So I know a lot of you listening think, oh, it's only on Sky Sports. It's very difficult to see live. This is available on ITV this Sunday, 2:30 kickoff. If you want to see some really exciting football, the Packers are your team, and you want to see them dump on a team, it's going to be against the Giants, who do have some offensive weapons. But Packers Nation, the Cheesehead Army, are coming to London. So exciting to see that. NFL, what should new fans look out for, Jake, this week?
I think new fans should absolutely be looking at the London games. I think there's nothing else to say about this week. If you're a new fan and you want something to look for, London games, perfect. It's a great new thing for the NFL. They're getting the export out. They're getting a new fan base. And totally what's more, it's near us.
It's near us.
Even better.
It's accessible to us. And I just think...
Yeah, it's easier to watch. Yeah,
I think that's our joint new fans should watch. And, you know, proper sit down, just watch it.
Yeah, you can take this one in. It's a regular time
really good
slot.
Time for us. Have a tea, have a Tetley's, whatever you want to have.
Sunday afternoon. Yeah. What else have you got to do except sit on your bottom and watch some great sport?
Yeah, exactly. What's your sort of Sunday afternoon routine?
Well, I'm the busiest man alive, so
yes, actually, it's about.
I actually have an interview that I'm running this Sunday afternoon, followed by what else have I got on Sunday?
I'm more of a sort of set yourself up for the week. I'm gonna do my washing. I'm gonna change my bedding. I'm that sort of guy.
Yeah, I've got an interview. I'm running my radio show, and I've got to do prep for Monday morning. So
wonderful,
a fairly chill Sunday afternoon for me.
But the Packers can be on in the background for you.
Oh, the Packers will be on.
Yeah, and some pubs in London have been designated to the Packers and Giants as if it was a Wembley final, which I absolutely love. So if you are in London listening, hello, thank you very much for listening. We do appreciate it. Try and get down and see all the NFL fans. I'm going to the next London game on the 30th. The week after is in Deutschland. They're going to Munich for the first time. They're going outside of the UK into Europe, which will be really exciting. But more on that next week. And that's going to be our new fans should look out for the London games on NFL. So the next F is the for sure win. Jake, what's your for sure win?
I mean, you've already mentioned the Packers, which I mean, I think that was
a
no-brainer at this point. No, I'm not going to because you've mentioned it. I think that is a no-brainer, but I will decline that one. I'm going to go for, I think...
Looking at the schedule now.
Chiefs-Raiders is a tough one. I think the Raiders have actually been very good so far. I think they're unappreciated. They deserve a little more love. I think quietly they could give the Chiefs a bit of a run for their money.
That's a good shout.
I'm going to go Bills-Steelers. Bills should win.
Bills, yeah. I don't think Kenny Pickett's got what it takes to break the Buffalo heart. I'm going to say my for sure win was going to be... Well, who are the Patriots losing to? Winning, sorry. Well, the Lions have conceded a record amount of points in the last four weeks.
Go on, Detroit Lions.
So I'm going to say the Patriots are going to finally win. The Patriots, whilst might not have the firepower or any of the energy that they once had, are still a well-organized organization. I just think they're going to pick away this aggressive Lions defense. So the Patriots are my for sure win of the week. Legend of the week. Now, we're going to keep this in the Packers-Giants game. I think I know which one you're going to go for.
I think you do indeed, Dominic.
Go for it.
I mean, actually... Oh, do I? No, actually, yeah, no, I'll keep it obvious. Yeah, it's the one and only big A-Aaron.
A-Aaron.
A-Aaron Rodgers.
I will go to combat that. I'll go for Saquon Barkley, who you never know. Might just feel London. It's a flat place. It is a flat place. You can't deny it. There's no hills on the pitch.
There are not any hills on that pitch. You never know. It could be a return to mighty form for him.
He's been solid. I think he burst onto the scene too much. And like Odell Beckham, he burst.
He had a glorious start. He was flashing the pan style.
Yeah. It's not a vintage week of games, but the Rams-Cowboys is interesting. But the Packers-Giants, we're going to plug this one more time, on Sky Sports and on ITV, 2:30 on Sunday. There'll be plenty of explanation how the game works. And if you're ever wondering how the game works, we'll put up a message board for you on our Instagram, URN_touchdown. Jake, anything you'd like to plug?
I would love to plug URN Repercussions, which is my new podcast with Jack Napton, the head of station, about drumming. We've recorded our first episode, which is a little preview, chatting to ourselves to kind of introduce you guys to us and our drumming inspirations. And we have our first interview and podcast on Sunday with the Amazons, which is excellent. They're headlining Rock City. Cannot wait to talk to them. And also, listen to my show 11 p.m. on Sunday evening if you want a nice heavy evening. This will be a heavy show this week.
I think it goes really well if you've just had the 9 p.m. games and you're still a bit raging. listen to your show.
Especially if you're angry, if your team's lost, if you're a Packers fan and you lose, put my show on.
Definitely.
It'll tide you over. It'll keep the emotions bubbling over.
Okay, Jake, little admin meeting on air. I think we need to do a World Cup of uniforms in the NFL.
Dom, I think you are completely right.
Watch out for that. Thank you very much for listening. Really do appreciate it. Share with any people who might want to get into the NFL, maybe love the NFL. And if you watch this weekend on ITV, again, we're plugging it. We're becoming absolute ITV ambassadors. We're like, what's his name? Joel Dommett. We're the Joel Dumb of URN. So go well, keep it URN and keep it locked.